Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
Yeah, what up, y'all? It's your boy, T.B. in the building. I don't know what Sugar is. I guess he'll be here shortly. Sugar, are you here? Yeah, you here.
Hello. Okay.
You've been here.
All right. That's what's going on. We are here, y'all. We are in action. My phone was cutting up. But welcome to Brown Sugar Radio as we have another exciting segment tonight. And I just got to say that we missed you, PB, on the last segment. We're so glad to have you back. Yay!
Aww.
So, yeah, we missed PB. All right, now. So I just want to say that we are truly, truly excited tonight. We have a lot we're going to cover, and I want to let you know we're going to talk about the election, but then we're also going to go over a little celebrity gossip because I had it for the last segment we did, and didn't get the opportunity to go over it. So we've just really been busy, really, really been busy. And the show was so exciting, we even had to extend it. So if you did not get the opportunity to check out the Jennifer Hudson tragedy, please take the opportunity to listen to it. We had great opinions. The lines were full. And, I mean, it was just truly, you know, the brotherhood, the sisterhood that came together that night to embrace the Hudson family was incredible. But nonetheless, we're just glad to have our clothes back, TB. And so PB is okay, y'all. He's alive. Thank you, Jesus. We
I'm alive.
Worried.
I'm alive. Don't worry, y'all. Don't worry. Look, I'm perfectly fine. Just had a minor accident with the phone, but I'm back now.
Okay. He's back in action. All right. And his grandmother's doing wonderful. So thank y'all for the prayer for his grandmother.
It's
doing
crazy.
Wonderful. All right. Well, you know the election is in, what, 4 or 5 days? And have you already voted, PB?
Oh, no. I was supposed to go vote today, but I decided to wait until tomorrow, so I shall be going tomorrow, rounding up some friends. And we try to make it where all of us go together, and because I have some friends, along with me, we are some first-time voters, so all of us plan on trying to make it something like, I don't know, something special, I guess you would call it that, and we all just trying to go. My whole thing is I'm just trying to make sure all my friends that I got registered to vote shows up to vote. And so that's what I'm trying to do. We're going to all gather up and we're going to go.
That's what I'm talking about. Be 40 deep up in that mug. Like what?
And if anybody listening, when election day, look, when November 4th comes, you ain't got no ride, hit me up. I'm going to take you.
Okay? For real. Well, I'm just really excited, PB. This is your first time. And also, I was looking at the BET News. This is T.I.'s first time voting. He thought he could not vote, okay? And come to find out, he could. And so this was his first time. Yet many of you know that he had a felon record. My two-year-old is cutting up, y'all. I do apologize here. Let me get her situated so I can keep it moving. That's what happens when you work in the home, y'all. Maybe the Lord will bless us, PB, with a Brown Sugar Law studio, huh? Never know. But anyway, he was thinking he could not vote because of his felons, all right? And I guess something worked out for him to where he could. God worked it out. So he was in line, took pictures, showed all the fans, because he had been promoting to vote, you know, for a while now. And he was telling, I remember he was on BET a few months back, and he had stated, just because he couldn't vote don't mean you can't vote. So I know he was proud yesterday.
Yes.
When he did his thing. Yes.
And so let me give a little background on that, what you just got through talking about real quick, about the convicted felons. Now,
okay.
They say that now. This is where it gets confusing, because now this is not in every state, I don't think, but it's in certain states. But what happens is, like, during the time that you are a convicted felon, you can't vote. But, like, once you get out and you get on parole, once you parole out and once you get on probation and after your probation is done, you can re-register to vote, and you can actually vote again. But you have to make sure that you complete your probation, and once your probation is done, you can re-register and you can vote again. A lot of people don't know that, and they don't tell you that. They don't tell a lot of people that. That's why a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, see, look at that. Well, I'm certainly glad he looked into it, because you know what? I think they really don't want us to know. You feel me? They don't want us to know because they don't want Barack to get those extra votes. You feel me?
You know, we can say that, but then again, you know, we can say that they don't want us to know, but I'm saying the information is out there. You know, that's why we have to start educating ourselves. We have to want to know about these type of stuff. We have to want to know, have to be informed, you know, because if the information is there, like now, nowadays, it's nothing that you shouldn't know. The internet is out there. Google, Ask Jeeves, whatever, Yahoo. It's too much. I mean, you have too much resources to not know anything that you want to know.
Right. That's right. You got to be proactive. Absolutely. If you're ignorant, it's no one's fault but your own, because you can take the, you know, initiative to get out there and self-educate yourself, like PB just stated. Absolutely. Well, I got some interesting points here that I want to bring up tonight, and then certainly, PB, you can tap in on your opinion, whatever you feel, or any information you have that I may have missed. And, you know, with the election being close as it is, you know, I've been receiving a lot of different documents in the mail. And I said, you know what, I'm going to hold on to these, because this is something that I desire to talk about when we have our pre-election show. Okay, the next Tuesday, definitely come and join us. I pray that we're celebrating Barack Obama's success being the president of the United States, because it'll be two really good celebrations. Number one, because of the fact we finally got a Democrat back in office. Thank you, Jesus. And then number two, the first African-American president, which is going to be a historic moment. So we're truly going to be celebrating. Hopefully we're going to have the bells and whistles out doing our thing on next Tuesday. But what I want to kind of go over was the health care plan. I can't even talk. I'm so excited, you guys. This is the main thing I want to point out, because I know that this is something that Barack Obama was very passionate about. His mother, many of you know, I mentioned this a while back, had died of ovarian cancer, all right? And he stated that I think she was 54 years old. She was young, fairly young. And instead of her focusing on getting the proper care that she needed to go to the doctor, she was more concerned, which most of us middle-class people would probably be too, with her medical bills, because she didn't have the proper insurance to cover necessary procedures and so forth. So that could have cost her life. We don't really know the exact true facts, but that was something that he's really passionate about, is making sure that we have affordable health care, okay? Well, one of the ads that I got in the mail and all of these I don't want to say facts, but I guess all of this information, all right, you can certainly look it up for yourself at www.johnmccainrecord.com, all right, and check it out for yourself. Now, the ad says, John McCain is hiding two facts about his health care plan. One, a huge tax on your health benefits. You won't find it in his speeches, but John McCain has a plan to make you pay income taxes on your health care benefits for the first time ever. The McCain campaign cannot yet project how many taxpayers might see their taxes go up, said Douglas Holtz Eakin, Mr. McCain's top domestic policy advisor. Okay? Then number two, it says, give away your tax credits to insurance companies. McCain talks about a $5,000 tax credit for health care. What he won't tell you is that you don't get his tax credit. McCain's own website says it goes straight to your insurance company, leaving you to pay the McCain healthcare tax on your own, okay? So certainly you want to research that for yourself and get this information. Like I said earlier, you can go to johnmccainrecord.com, all right? Here's some more interesting facts. Obama's plan provides three times as much middle-class tax relief as McCain's plan. It ends tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. It creates tax incentives for companies that create jobs here in America, and it invests in rebuilding roads and bridges, creating 2 million more jobs in America. Okay? Now, one thing I'd like to point out about this is Barack is truly focused on fixing the economy, you know, and not negative attacks that's been, mentioned about him. And I don't even really want to get into a lot of the things because I don't know if they're true or not, and we don't have a bomb of the – wait, actually, do we have a BarackObamaRecord.com to verify and see if some of the stuff is true? Do you know, PB?
Oh, now, I know – I'm not sure about that, but I know, in fact, that they do have the PolitiFact.com that I was telling you about. I don't know if they actually go into those allegations, but I know, like, about their policies and stuff like that they're saying. Each campaign is saying they go in, they analyze it, and they tell you if it's correct or if it's false, if it's exaggerated. You know, they tell you if it's partly true or if it's flat out a lie. You know, that's PolitiFact.com.
There's a website right here, okay? Now, for those of you who want to research this, it says learn more at www.BarackObama.com/issues. I guess that's a backslash. Issues, okay? And now, here's a few topics that I want to talk about, and this is how they the differences in the two candidates, okay? Number one, the middle-class tax cut. Barack Obama's plan protects middle-class taxpayers who would get three times more in tax cuts from Obama than John McCain. John McCain gives $4 billion in new tax giveaways to big oil and more tax cuts for the rich, but nothing for 101 million American households, okay? Says Barack, keeping jobs in America. Obama would end tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas, which we had talked about earlier, and reward companies that create jobs here in America. McCain would keep giving tax breaks to companies that ship American jobs overseas. And I remember Sarah Palin getting on for an interview. I don't know the name of the show, so I definitely don't want to, be misleading here. But she said that she believes that the war is God's plan, okay? Do I agree or disagree with that? Yes and no, you know what I'm saying? Because they fought in the Bible, and there were wars in the Bible. Now, were they for long, extended periods of time? I don't know. To the extent that this is, are people dying unnecessarily? Certainly. Do we have any listeners in the chat room at this time, or are they all late?
They are late.
All right, well, they'll catch in on us, and a lot of our listeners tune in to the archive segment. But one thing I wanted to share with you is that, you know, certainly make sure that, you know, you get all the information, all the facts. Like I said, this was sent to me, and you can look it up on the website. So I'll keep repeating it as I go along here so that you can tune in and check out for yourself, okay? But these are some of the reasons why I selected Barack Obama personally myself, okay? But to answer the question in regards to do I believe that it's God's plan for war, it depends on the cause. What's the meaning behind the war is what I believe, okay? All right, so equal pay for equal work. Obama supports legislation to protect equal pay for women doing the same work as men. McCain opposed the law to help women achieve equal pay for work. Okay, now, affordable health care. Here are their views. Obama's plan will make affordable, quality health care accessible to every American and pay for it by letting the Bush tax giveaways for the rich expire. McCain's plan would tax the health insurance you get from your employer for the first time ever. 20 million Americans may see their employers drop their coverage altogether. Okay? Now, the key word is may. We're just speculating here, and I guess the reason that he's saying this is because of the simple fact that we've already had hundreds of thousands, probably even millions of small businesses file bankruptcy and go out of business, and let alone now if they have to pay taxes on the insurance. I mean, just imagine how much more of a hardship that would be on the business, okay? And then the final one, it says protecting Medicare. Obama believes that since you paid into Medicare, you should get the coverage you need when you retire. He opposes McCain's Medicare cuts. McCain will pay for his health care plan by cutting Medicare and Medicaid by $1.3 trillion in addition to taxing health insurance. Once again, for those of you who are just tuning in, you can research this information at www.barackobama.com/issues. And then if you want to learn more about John McCain to verify and see if this is correct, what the other, what Barack Obama's campaign is saying, you can look it up at johnmccainrecord.com. All right? So there's a little food for thought there, and I think it's going to be great to kind of, you know, see how this unfolds. So, PB, what are your thoughts after hearing, which I'm sure you've already knew a lot of that from looking at the debates and so forth, but what's your opinion so far after, you know, the different opinions and viewing?
With my whole thing, one of my biggest concerns with the whole thing for president, because me, myself, I really consider myself an independent.
Mm-hmm.
When I registered as an independent. One of the main things is for me is because with me being in school and all that, that was one of my biggest concerns about education. And, you know, I never really heard John. I heard all the debate. I watched all the debates. You know, I watched the campaign. I watched him when he was at his little rallies and there on TV. And, you know, I never once really heard him say anything about education. I never heard John McCain say anything about education.
You know,
and we are almost at the end, and I still haven't heard him say anything about education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't heard it. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things for me because, you know, with me, in school, trying to continue my education.
Right.
And so with Barack Obama speaking on, like, I heard his little policy on what he was trying to do, that they're going to try to offer higher, they're going to try to pay for students to go to school, you know. In return, the students either offer community service, go back and work in their community, you know, or they You said what?
He wants to make it affordable for everyone to be able to go to college.
Yes,
you know,
and he was
and
also.
I like that about him.
And he was also saying that either you can go back and do the community service, or you can volunteer. You know, it's just so many different things that he was speaking about doing for people to afford to go to college. You know, so you can get ahead, so you just won't be stuck behind. And to me, that was the biggest issue with me and kind of with the health care, because it's a lot of people that don't have health care. And with me having a grandmother that suffers from kidney failure, you know, that's a big issue, you know, because really my family kind of has a history of it. My great-grandmother had kidney failure as well, along with my grandmother having it. So, you know, it's kind of thing that's running in the family.
Right.
And so, you know, we're going to need that health care. So they can get to see doctors and get their medicines and stuff like that. So those were two of my biggest issues. And I was looking at the thing that John McCain was saying, and I went and did some research myself when he was talking about he was going to give the $5,000 tax credit and all that, where you can go find your own insurance policy. And I did the research on it. The average insurance costs about $12,000, $12,000 to $15,000. So if you got $5,000, that's not going to get you much.
Okay. You still going to
you got to come up with something else, so, you know, that's not going to work. And, you know, with John McCain, you know, he's up there with the, you know, he's a little wealthy, so, you know, with him, he can afford it.
Right.
But, you know, the middle class can't afford that. If you got $5,000 and you're trying to get some insurance that's $12,000, where are you going to come up with the rest at? You're going to have a problem. It's going to be a problem.
For real.
And, you know.
Can't nobody afford that.
it's going to be a problem. And
$7,000. Who got $7,000 just laying around for insurance? You feel me?
Pretty much, that's why Barack Obama became my choice. Really, before then, I was kind of leaning towards Hillary.
I was really
leaning towards Hillary. And, you know, people might say that this is crazy what I'm about to say, that this shouldn't be it, but y'all can say what y'all want to say, whatever. Everybody got their opinion. I got mine, so I'm finna speak it. And so, really, it weighed in. Like, people say you don't vote depending on race and color, but I'm going to be honest with you all.
Right.
You know, to know that history, you know, going to school, reading the history books, to know that you got a chance in making history, you can be a part of this. This is something that you can grow up. You know, if I do have kids one day, this is something that I could tell my kids, you know, that I participated in, helping elect Barack Obama, a black man for president. So, you know, after thinking about it, even though I still feel that Hillary Clinton would probably be a better candidate, because she has experience, she's been there before. But I still wanted to take a chance on Barack Obama.
I think it would have been great if he had selected her as his vice president. And for whatever reason, he didn't do that, you know, and that's his own personal choice. But especially with McCain pulling a low blow by selecting Palin. And the reason I say a low blow is because I honestly believe in my heart, had Hillary Clinton never ran for president, I don't think he would have selected a woman for vice president. It would have been unheard of. You know, people would have just looked at him like, whatever. It would have been too unnatural, because that's not something that is common in the United States to have a female vice president, okay? So, you know, when he seen Hillary drawing all these masses of women in votes, that was an idea for him, you know? And then I also feel he had to up Obama in some form or fashion, because Obama is already, you know, has an edge on him because of the fact that this is going to be a historic moment. So that's going to really motivate people, just like how you said, to really get out there and vote and participate, because we are creating history. We're history in the making, and God has blessed us to live to see this. So we want to be involved, you know, and get excited about possibly putting the first African-American in, you know, the White House. So, you know, I think that it is a wonderful thing. Real quick, I want to read a quote from Valerie Ann Smith in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this is a quote she wrote in regards to the election and things that are going on right now, okay, after Bush has been in office. It makes you think, too, okay? She says, I was brought up to believe that I was going to be better off than my parents, just like they believed they would be better off than their parents. But with this economy, I just don't know anymore. Now, that's sad, okay, because it's true. You know, when you have children, you really want your kids to be better than you, you know, and we should be better than our grandparents and our great-grandparents. And looking back now, it's as if they have it, or had it better than we do now, you know, with the struggle and, you know, the jobs were plentiful and food was, you know, not as expensive. Gas was not as expensive. And it just seems like it's such a harder time right now. Yes, we can overcome it. Yes, we can certainly persevere. But it's just frustrating because you feel like all of this time, especially I know like PB, you're in school, okay? Imagine the college graduates, you know, that have bachelor's or master's or even doctorate degrees and can't find a job. Just how frustrating can that be? I was reading an article, hold that thought, and they were stating how there's a shortage of nurses across the country. And the sad part about it is that they were stating that there's a certain requirement of education that nurses have to have in order to receive some of the best-paying jobs and work at some of the finest hospitals and so forth, right, most credible hospitals. The problem is they can only get so far. Most of them can only get a CNA, you know, and for those of you who don't know what that is, that's certified nursing assistant, maybe an associate. You know, if they get a bachelor's, okay, that's fine. But some of them, there's certain accreditations, is that how you say it? certain type of curriculum, certain classes, certain things they have to take that are very expensive, and they were stating that most people can't afford to go that extra mile. Now, I'm not a nurse. I haven't really studied too much on it. I was just reading it in the newspaper, and I don't know exactly what accreditations it is that they need or classes or certificate, whatever it may be, but they were saying it's just really expensive, and that's why the nurses cannot get hired because they don't have this under their belt. So it's really sad. But go ahead, PB. What were your thoughts earlier? You were going to say something.
I was just going to say with about the thing that you were saying, like we how the parents want their child to be better than them, and, you know, you want to be well off, you know, and stuff like that. But the only thing I was going to say with today's society, everything what's going on with technology, I think that we can blame it on, we can try to place it on the president like that, or we can try to place it on the people that's running, that's in governments and politics and stuff like that. But really, if you really ask me, I think it boils down to each person because, and I say this because, you know, sometimes we try to live beyond our means.
Right.
We feel that we want to compete with everybody else just because this person drives this type of car. We feel like we need this type of car. Just this person wear designer clothes. We feel like we need to wear designer clothes. You know, if you can't afford that, you just can't afford it.
I got to get a big house. Yeah.
You know, yeah, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And I think that's
right.
The wrong with what's wrong with the world today. We are trying to compete with each other. Everybody to try to outdo everybody. You know, if you got this, I gotta go get this. I gotta go get something bigger and better than that. And see, what you gotta realize is that you gotta live within your means. And see, you know what? Now, that's the problem. Is because all the people on Wall Street, they were making more money, and you know they were living better than the middle class. But now that Wall Street has crashed or whatever, they're coming back down. Now that they're going to have to live like the middle class for a minute. So now they're making it seem like it's a problem. But it's not
right.
A problem. That's why I said the middle class, really, if you're thinking about it, fine. We're perfectly fine because we used to living on a budget. Yeah, we used to living on a budget. We used to survive, and you know, so it's nothing to us.
Right, right. That's true. Mm-hmm. That is a different way to look at it. You feel me? I would say the hardest hit, though, whether you're middle class or not, was at the gas pump. You feel me? I mean, $5 a gallon, that's ridiculous. That's something you needed, and they knew it. You know, thank God it's going down. I seen it below $2.50. I couldn't believe it. And you know what's funny? A coworker and I were chopping it up today at lunchtime, and it was funny because she looked at me, and she was like, you know what? I remember when I used to say, golly, $2.50 for gas? She said, girl, now I'm like, whoo, thank you, Jesus, $2.50 for gas. You know, it's funny how the reverse of your mind, you know, when it go to $5, you can appreciate $2.50. You know, but we was used to being $1.25, $1.50, $1.60, you know. She was like, girl, $2.50 is a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know. But one thing I want to encourage you all, and then we're going to switch over now. It's the halfway mark, PB. We're going to break for a quick commercial. I just want to read this scripture, okay? And this has been a scripture that's actually helped me whenever I've been down and out, whenever I felt at my lowest. And I want to encourage all the listeners. I don't know where y'all at tonight. Y'all must be sleeping because on Tuesday we had about 100 of y'all. Now we can't find nobody. But it's all good. I know you're going to come back and listen to the archive segment. So the scripture that I want to give to you tonight is in Galatians 6 and 9, and it says, do not grow weary in hard times. In due season, you shall reap a reward. All right? And y'all know that old saying, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So, yes, we're going through a rough time right now, but just know, keep your head up, and we're going to make it through it. And so Galatians 6 and 9, I want y'all to be blessed tonight. Y'all read it before you go to bed. Read it to your mama them, cousin them, your kids, whoever. And just know that this is just a season that we're going through, and it will get better. So at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with some celebrity gossip for you.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening.
The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Hey, what's wrong?
Man, my hair is just falling out.
You should try this product my wife found in a hair magazine because she was going through the same thing. Her hair was thinning and breaking, but now it's growing like crazy. It's all thick and healthy, too.
What's the name of it?
It's Nuretress.
Nuretress?
That's right, Nuretress. She's so hooked on it, even I can tell you where to get it from. Call 1-888-489-0179. Pick it up at your local beauty supply store or order online at Nuretress.com.
I can't wait to go to the store. Hand me the phone. I'm about to call and place my order right now. What's the number again?
1-888-489-0179. That's 1-888-489-0179. Or remember, you can just go online to Nuretress.com. That's Nuretress.com.
Hey, thanks for the info.
What's cracking? It's the Smoke E. Diglera, and I'm chilling with my girl Brown Sugar on the livest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio.
You're listening to Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio.
You got a little chatter for sure. I'm here kicking it with my girl, Brown Sugar. You know it is what it is, the real home girl. You know.
All right, y'all, we are back. We are back. And we ready to top it up with about a little bit of celebrity gossip. I'm sitting here actually looking at the Access Granted Keisha Cole new video. And I got to tell you, Keisha Cole looks good. That girl has been working out. You hear me? I mean, I'm so proud of her. For her to come from a dysfunctional family and reach the level of success that she has attained in the music industry is just tremendous. She's such a good, positive role model for young ladies. And I love the new sound that she got going on. Don't know the name of the new single. I'm trying to look, and I'm hosting the show at the same time, but the girl looks good. Have you seen her new video, PB? PB. PB, you there? Uh-oh. I think we done lost PB, y'all. Well, anyway, he'll be back. But, you know, that's the great thing about the, you know, the music industry is that you have the ability to influence so many people. And if you have that large of a platform to be an influence, might as well use it in a positive manner. And that's what's up. So I'm really thankful and really excited because, like I said, Keisha's doing a wonderful job, you know, not only in her own life, but in her sister and her mother. She's been a blessing. I would love to have her on Brown Sugar Radio. I really would. PB, you back yet?
I'm back.
All right. Now, I know PB's doing his thing, and he has some gossip for us. Did you want to go ahead and do your thing first, or you kind of want to go back and forth on different stories?
We can go back and forth, but it don't matter. I can start if you want me to. It don't matter.
All right, yeah, go ahead. Tell me what you got, and then I got.
I was just going to give you all the dirt on right here about, y'all know that LL Cool J was opening for Janet Jackson, right? Tour, but evidently LL Cool J decided to quit the tour and just drop out because of, you know, Janet Jackson canceled several of her show dates, and so I guess LL wasn't feeling it, you know, because
I mean, it's kind of let down for your fans, you know, when you have your fans expecting you to be there and you don't come. So, you know, L decided that. Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you, because I went to the Janet Jackson concert, and I was looking for me some LL Honey, and I was so disappointed because I heard he had started in L.A. No, I heard, he had appeared in L.A., so I was like, okay, cool. And then when I find out that he wasn't there, and I'm sitting here, and it was kind of disappointing because when you think of Janet Jackson, you think icon. So for her to have a DJ open for her, I mean, all the girl was doing was sitting there just playing records. I was thinking, wow, this is kind of laid back for Janet, because Janet always opened up with a bang. You feel me? So that's what was going on. I was wondering where LL was. Huh. Okay. Well, that's sad. Well, many of you know Lil Wayne had his third baby. I don't know if it's his third baby or if they just called him Wayne the Third. But he had his baby on October 22nd. He had a son. I know he has several other children. I don't know exactly how many. But he welcomed a baby boy, bouncing baby boy.
Yeah.
Also, more on Lil Wayne news. It's funny because the article says, does Lil Wayne need to fire his assistant, or was the courtroom, you know, pressuring her to say things she wasn't supposed to? Now, this is what is reported. It says Lil Wayne was due back in a New York courtroom following up on his weapons case, stemming from last year's arrest after a performance at the Beacon Theater in Manhattan. All right. Now, sources claim that his assistant, Terry Burgess, told the judge she did not see Wayne with a gun that night, but stated that he smokes dro and always has dro. Okay? Allegedly, she even went into details to describe dro for the judge, as Lil Wayne says, with his head buried into his hands. His legal rep is seeking for the case to be dismissed on the basis of police falsity, stated they smelled marijuana. Okay, he is due back in court in December. All right, so have you heard any more information on that? Or?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But I do have a little dirt on my boy Life Jesus. So what is going on with Life Jesus? Now, this story is a couple of days old, but it's still a crazy one. Apparently, Life Jesus' girlfriend or wife, I think it's his girlfriend or baby mama, rather we'll say baby mother, was supposedly at some other guy's house. And so Life Jesus shows up, and he's banging on the door.
Right.
He don't come to the door. They don't let him in. So, you know, he kicks the door in and busts in, screaming where his kids. He want his kids. He want his MF and kids. And so then he, somebody calls the police. He fires off a gun. Let me not forget that he fires off a gun. Somebody comes, takes the police. So the police come chasing him. He's on a high-speed chase, running from the police, and he wrecks.
Uh-huh. What? I didn't hear that.
He was all beat up. His pictures was over on TMZ. If y'all want to see it, y'all can go over there and check it out. But it was just ridiculous. I was like, what is going on?
And that's so sad because Life Jesus had been locked up before he released his first single, right? Wasn't he locked up for a while?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. So he violated, watch your head, sweetie.
You know, once you're convicted felon, you're not supposed to have a gun.
Yeah. No weapons and stuff. Man, Life! Ah, and his voice is so beautiful. Oh, my man.
Life!
Okay.
That was nice.
What's that song? What was that ringtone that you had on your phone? I love that song.
Oh, Never Never Land.
Okay. What we gonna do, y'all?
But see, you know what? Let me say something real quick before you move on. That goes to show y'all that money and fame can't change nothing. See, don't say I forget. Once you get money, you're going to have more problems.
Okay.
You see that? You can have all the money in the world and still be going through stuff.
That is too sad. Well, all we can do is pray for life and hope that his situation gets better, because he is a true talent. And, man, if he gets some major time behind this foolishness, I'm going to show enough to be upset, because the music world just ain't the same without life.
Outstanding vocals.
Yes, he does. He would be a guest I would love to get on Brown Sugar Radio. Man. Now, many of you seen the movie Titanic, and you know that is a true story, okay? Well, one of the last survivors from the actual boat, bless her heart, had to sell memories, okay, from the boat to pay for her nursing home. And it's just so sad. You know, this morning I heard it on the radio. They didn't release her name, probably for security reasons. But what it was a suitcase, all right? And she was a child at the time. And it was a suitcase from the Titanic that she held on to for years, and now she's trying to auction it off in order to pay for her nursing home fees. How sad. Also, too, now this isn't celebrity gossip, but this is just some straight-up hood gossip, okay? Erin, a Victorville mom, okay, in California, took her 12-year-old daughter to a park in order to fight another 12-year-old girl, all right? So then when she realized that the other 12-year-old was getting the best of her daughter, she jumped in with her grown behind and slapped the other child. She faces up to 6 years in jail. What a hot mess before Jesus, okay? You a grown woman. You ain't got no business putting your hands on somebody else's child. Let somebody put their hands on one of mine. Oh, it's on. It's on, okay? They ain't seen. They're going to wish they was in jail when I get through with them, because you do not put your hands. You a grown woman. How you going to try to fight a 12-year-old, all right? So look up Victorville mom, 12-year-old fight. You can Google it. Look up Erin Victorville mom. It's a hot mess. We're going to see how this plays out. But
I'm going to say it depends on how she hit her, you know, because, you know, back in the day, the way they were raised, you know, and even though I'm not that old, y'all, I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea. I'm only 21 years old. But, you know, even the way I was raised, you know, if I was in the neighborhood and I was doing something I ain't had no business in, one of my friend's mama seen it, my mama would let them, you know, hey, handle it, you know. So I was like one of them kids that was, I was getting a whooping throughout the whole neighborhood.
See, I'm going to tell you the difference that you just said, one of my friend's mama. Now, that's different. One of my homegirls, absolutely. If she see my kids is cutting up and they off the chain, yeah, I give her permission to pop them. You know, I mean, you ain't going to whoop them like how I would, but, you know, if you want to back them, I'm going to pop them and say, look, you know, cut it out, Kiki, or cut it out, Twinkie. Yeah, and you come back and you let me know what was up, and if they was in the wrong, absolutely. But somebody off the street, just because my daughter was whooping, getting in that behind, and you felt your daughter was, you know, getting whooped,
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
It don't work like that. It do not work like that. You feel me? So either you need to teach your child how to fight, put her in some karate, kung fu, or something. Boxing. Teach your daughter how to fight so she don't get up behind her.
So one of your daughters fight, and the girl tear your daughter up. You ain't gonna jump in.
Please, I'll be in a jumpsuit. I ain't trying to go to jail behind that. If my daughter get a behind whoop, this is what I'm gonna do. I've told my kids this before. I said, look, you better go out there and fight. And if you get your tail whooped, at least you're gonna go down with integrity. People gonna respect you more for getting out there and trying to hold your own than running like a little old punk. You feel me?
Oh.
You can't win them all. But if you get out there and you do your best, and I see, okay, you tried, you fought, okay, you did your best thing, then that's cool. But you better believe the next day I'm going to wall that little turkey in some boxing or something.
Okay, we got a call. We got a call. I'm done fooling with you. We got a call. We got 610. We got 610 on the line because you're tripping, sugar.
I'm tripping.
Huh?
Just want to know you're on the air with Brown Sugar TV. What's happening?
What's happening, Brown Sugar? What's happening, family?
What's
that
wrong,
dude Hellraiser in the building. True story,
what
mommy.
It do?
Same
and look,
business,
was
baby.
I dead wrong for that one or what? Did you hear me?
Yeah, mommy, nah, you're not dead wrong. It is what it is, man. I ain't going to stand by and watch the white peel off on my kids. I'm going to peel back. True story, you heard me? Yo, I hit kids too, goddammit. Excuse my language. No, spank they tell.
You know, now, I'm going to tell you this much, PB. If I'm there and I see a grown woman trying to jump on mine, then I'm going after the woman. I'm not going to hit the kid, though. You feel me?
Well, true story. But you know something? Sometimes you got to beat both of them because that kid learned that crap from somebody, learned from their mama and their papa, so beat them both. Beat them both.
You going to beat the kid and the daddy or the mama?
That's right. Beat them both. Stop all of that.
Just fool. He like, I'm a clown. Both of them.
Mm-hmm. True story. You can't even do that one. You got to give it to them both. Teach them a lesson. Say, why you beating them? You know how your mom used to beat you and your dad used to beat you and they talking to you at the same time? I told you don't do this. Well, that's how you got to put it on people. You got to talk to them and tell them why you beating them.
I got a little more news. Hold that thought here, Razor, because I want to talk about Beyonce. But before I get there, CB, can you extend the show for 10 minutes? Or does it have to be increments of 30? All right, well, try to see if you can do 10 minutes while I'm talking about this 2009 BBB.
Mm.
Akon, Nelly, and Pharrell and T-Pain. Sources say they're all gaining together to form a new group, okay? Nelly compares the group to the 90s group Belle Biv DeVoe. The sound is said to be distinct, and while everyone has shared their 2 cents on the project, Pharrell is keeping quiet, saying he is not quite ready to reveal what direction the sound will take. All can mostly agree on a few things. They are not hurting for money, and no one is broke. Schedules should not conflict, and most of all, they are seeking to make their mark and leave something behind. The group is planning, still, you know, trying to get everything together, the album, the singles, which to launch, blah, 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 blah. So, y'all definitely keep it locked and watch out for a possible 2009 BBD. Now, we know it ain't going to be named that, but it's going to be similar, okay? 50 Cent and Shaniqua finally settled the score. They were in court. Many of you know 50 tried to get custody of his son. The battle was going back and forth. A family court judge basically agreed to give 50. He's going to get 1 weekend per month. Okay, whereas 50 originally wanted 2 weekends per month. I don't know how he's even going to find a time for that, for real. Because he's traveling, he'd be gone all the time. All
right.
50 Cent will have custody of Marquise 1 weekend per month and 1 month in the summertime, and half of his winter and spring break. Okay, 50 told sources that he's glad it's a done deal, and for a change, Shaniqua actually didn't bash him. She said all she wants is for her son, Marquise, to have a positive relationship with his dad. Now, how many of y'all seen or even heard that new Beyonce song, If I Was a Boy? And what is the other one called, Single Ladies? She got 2 out of 1.
Wow.
Have y'all heard it or seen the video?
No, not really.
No.
PB, have you?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What's your thoughts on it?
Oh no, you know, I'm not really.
She ain't no big Beyonce fan anyway.
So you know, I don't know. I mean, she reckless, but I mean, she a good look, but she reckless for that song.
Well, it is what it is.
Okay.
It's all TV. Tell lies to your vision, baby.
This is what I want y'all to do when you get an opportunity, okay? If you can do it right now as we speak, and if you buy a computer. I want you
don't
to
let your kids watch it.
Don't let kids watch it. I'm telling you. They don't even. Matter of fact, I was sitting here because I first seen it on BET. And I was tripping because I was like, I can't believe they're playing this on BET. And you know what? Ever since I said that, I have not seen it since. And I'm not surprised. Go to YouTube, okay, if y'all buy a computer right now, which you got to be listening to the show, and put in Beyonce, all right, put in Beyonce Single Ladies. When you see that video, it's raunchy, it's very sexy, it's very provocative. And to me, for Beyonce, I love you, B. You're my girl, okay, but I truly expected something a little bit classier. You feel me? It just was, because with me having kids, I'm like, oh, my goodness. All you see is Uchi-Koo swinging, swirling, twirling. Okay?
I'm going to have to check that video out right now. I'm going to have to check that out. Parental expressions is advised.
Look, that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm not mad. And if she would have had on pants, maybe it would not have looked as bad. But because she had like a tight, like a gymnastic suit on. And it was very high cut. And, you know, Beyonce has a beautiful body, all right?
She does.
And it was very high cut. And it was funny because we were looking at it at work, and one of my coworkers was like, she trying to show us how she got Jay-Z. I said, girl, you better quit playing.
Didn't take much to get Jay-Z, mommy. All she had to do was just look like she does, mommy.
You feel me? Look, that was enough, huh? All
right, true story.
If you buy a computer, listen, okay, check it out, put it on. It just was very provocative to me, some of the moves, you know, and I felt like, wow, they got this on BET, the Family Channel, because, you know, they always tripping. That's why they took, the booty shaking after dark video they took off. You know what I'm talking about? What was it called? They took it off because Nelly had tip drill on it. Remember?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
What was it called?
I don't know. Don't need a comment, baby.
They took it off at the air. I forgot, but they were discussing it on Hip Hop versus America, and they took it off BET because a lot of people were complaining. I forgot the name of it. Dog. Anyway, it was sexy videos, you know, things they really couldn't air during the day, and Nelly got a lot of slack for rubbing the credit card in the girls behind.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all trying to act like y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So, you know, my whole thing is,
he's sexy.
I don't know. I just felt like it was something that, you know, I didn't expect that from her. Like, okay, for instance, the comparison I want to make. Y'all all seen her baby boy with Sean Paul video. It was sexy, but yet classy. It was tasteful. It was nice. I'm not saying that it was. You just got to see it. I can't even explain it. Just look at the video, and y'all tell me your opinions. But one thing about the album, she says that this is her diary, okay? And she said these are actual, you know, experiences that she's went through from an interview I was reading. And she admits to, it's been alleged now, that she admits to being married in her new album. Now, I also heard rumors that she's changing her name to Sasha Fierce. I don't know if that's just for the album. I don't know if that's just the album name or if she's legally going around and changing it. Have y'all heard about this?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's her alter ego or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep it locked and see because I was told she's changing her name, her name. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're going to definitely keep it locked. But here's some more information about Beyonce and PB, anything you have. Next, certainly, fill us in on it, okay? Beyonce's date arrested, okay? It says a man was pulled over and arrested in Michigan for reckless driving. After almost hitting a police car and driving on the curb, sources say the man claims he was on his way to New York to meet Beyonce on the George Washington Bridge and even asked the cops could they escort him to the Big Apple. Police said he had a teddy bear and flowers in his vehicle. But too bad he wouldn't be giving the gift to her that night. since he was arrested and also taken to the hospital for a medical evaluation. He was charged with erratic driving, speeding, and other traffic offenses and must return to Milford Superior Court on November 4th. Beyonce and her camp has not released information regarding this story. We're just going to have to keep it locked, y'all, and keep it posted. So we don't really know any other stuff at this particular moment. Do we believe this gentleman? Who knows? Do we think that maybe he's just finding excuses so that he wouldn't get incarcerated, possibly? Who knows? My whole thing is, why would Beyonce have a date if she's married now? Don't make sense. So that's all of the news that I have. PB, you got any more juicy juice?
I got some more juice, but I'm gonna go ahead and bring Sound off on the line real quick before I do my last little.
Is Hellraiser still with her?
No, I think he's gone. But we got Sound off on the line.
All right, Sound.
Yes, the Nelly credit card butt crack video. One of my favorites. I'm very, very familiar with that video.
Somebody admits it. What was the name of that BET dark show?
The name of that show was BET After Dark, something where they would show all the raunchy videos. They kept showing during the day. They were like the strip club video. Ludacris had one on that. That was like pre-soft porn,
mm-hmm,
everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. Now, have you seen the Beyonce Single Ladies video?
Is that the one where she has like two ladies dancing beside her in black and white? Yeah. A friend of mine showed me that the other day on YouTube. Yeah.
What do you think?
I didn't really catch the whole video. I was just watching bits and pieces of it. That's the one where the two ladies that are dancing next to her kind of look just like her. They're all dressed alike.
I saw that.
Now, what was the story you were just telling? I was in the chat room hollering at Hellraiser about some networking we're going to do. But what were you saying? Something about she was on a date?
Right. They were saying that her date was arrested, okay? A gentleman that was speeding and had a teddy bear and some roses.
Uh-huh.
Said that he was going to meet Beyonce.
Okay.
And he got arrested and taken to jail. And so we don't know if, because our camp haven't mentioned anything about it or commented on it.
Okay.
So we don't know if this gentleman truly was going to meet Beyonce or if he was just pulling the authorities' legs so he wouldn't get locked up.
Okay, so what are you trying to classify him as, a stalker?
Possibly. We don't really know because she hasn't confirmed or denied that she was supposed to be meeting this gentleman. But he was speeding, driving like crazy, had teddy bears and flowers in the vehicle, and he was supposed he told the New York police that he was going to meet Beyonce on the George Washington Bridge. And he even asked the cops to escort him to the Big Apple.
Oh, okay. Well, we know that's a wrap, because Beyonce's camp going to deny that fully for PR reasons, and it's going to be her word against his, and her word is going to be gold. So he done.
Yep.
He's done. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. Hot mess.
Ain't it crazy?
That's crazy.
I'm like, who the?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
kind of
crazy.
Teddy Graff's going to
be meeting on the bridge.
Yeah. Probably a nutso, because I'm thinking, she married now. What is she going to be dating somebody for?
Really, though.
You know, I mean, shoot, unless it's a cousin or family member or somebody, I don't know. But even then, she would have been able to call and verify, look, let my cousin out of jail. He was coming to see me. You know?
Yeah, really.
Crazy, ain't it?
Yes, it is. So we got a Super
What's
the
latest sound? You got any celebrity gossip for us?
Not too much celebrity gossip. I just finished up. Yeah, Jennifer Hudson series this week. We did another show last night on the autopsy with Julian King with the execution murders of him. And I'm really Hudsoned out now, man. Well, they found the gun. They found the gun.
Really?
Yes, they found the gun. The gun was, like, not too far from where they found the vehicle. It was stashed in some woods. And actually, a police academy cop actually found it. So they have the murder weapon now. They have the murder weapon.
Really? Wow. Where did they find it at?
Like I said, it's just like about 10. It was in the vicinity of where they found the truck with the body. It was in a wooded area. and some police academy cops, some cop in training, you know, was on the scene, and they had a search team, you know, just pretty much that whole area where they found the body and found the SUV. They were just combing that whole area for clues, and they stumbled up on the murder weapon. But you know
that's
what that
crazy.
Means, though. That means if they found the murder weapon not too far from the vehicle where the body was, that means whoever parked that vehicle there, you know. I'm not a cop, you know what I'm saying, but to me, I'm thinking if the murder weapon is near the vehicle where they stashed it, somebody erratically, you know, stashed the vehicle with the body in it, got out, stashed the gun, and got there alone. That means that was
right.
a quick drop off. Let me dump this shit and get on.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And that's a telltale sign. That's also a telltale sign that that van, I mean, that SUV was immediately put there after those murders. You feel me? That's a telltale sign that it was put there immediately after those murders.
Isn't Chicago close to the lakes and the oceans, and isn't it close to some water?
Yeah, got a lot of water around it. A lot of water.
Why didn't they stash? See, that's funny to me.
That's my point. Everybody's talking about that the truck wasn't there, or it was there 2 days later.
Yeah.
By them finding that gun near that truck, that sort of leads you to believe that truck was stashed there immediately after those shootings, and the gun was just stashed.
Whoever got
the hell out of Dodge.
So you did a full week coverage on the story.
Yeah, Monday and Wednesday. And I was spent, man, after last night. Last night was a pretty good show, too. It was more on King and just the responsibility of his mom bringing that guy around the family. And, again, suspect. We don't know if he did it. A lot of people now are starting to turn towards, you know, murder for hire hit over money, drugs. You know, they're trying to say Jason might have been involved with drugs along with Balfour. It's just a lot of crazy, you know, accusations
Nobody
at this point. But you know, interesting enough, Brown Sugar, we did a little bit more research and found out that the family, Balfour's family, owe a long rap sheet, just not Balfour. The dad is serving a 30-year prison sentence right now for murder. His dad.
Oh, no.
His brother's in jail right now for drug charges. So the family has a long history. Long history.
Mm. Oh, wow. So, and you see how we were just talking, PB and I were talking about how, you know, when you grow up and you want to be better than your parents and your parents want you to be better than them, and I guess it all pretty much stems, though, the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? I mean, are you a product of your own environment?
That's it. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. That's crazy. Well, we certainly, like I said, want to continue praying for Jennifer. She hasn't spoken at this time. No one's heard anything.
Right. Yeah, she's pretty much been in seclusion. She's pretty much been in seclusion like PB was the other night. PB, what's up, fam? Brown Shoe was worried about you. All worried about you.
He was worried about you. He was worried about you. He was worried about the FBI after that
book. Hey, Brown. We got to tell people, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah. Well, we was looking for him. He had me scared. Tell people wasn't his fans calling in for him, looking for him.
Yeah. I had to do my best PB impersonation. They're like,
hey, PB. Hey, PB.
They was looking for you.
You were impossible. That's not PB.
Y'all are crazy. The house was packed, wasn't it packed? Sound, yeah, yeah, it was. Ain't nobody showed up because PB wasn't there on Tuesday. They probably said he ain't coming. Y'all are coming. Yeah, all the women listeners ain't here tonight. Yeah, they disappointed. They PB gone. Yeah, they were. I'm like, oh, sound is on here tonight. We leaving. Yeah, I mean the house was packed full of females on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was. Y'all listening, see your boy is back. Come back through. Come back through. PB, any more juicy celebrity gossip for us? That's it. That's all I got, y'all. That's it.
All right. Well, real quick, before we go, I want to get your thoughts, Sound. I know you're a father. And I was just reporting on how a mother took her 12-year-old daughter to a park, okay? I guess the girl had picked on her or something, and she made her fight another 12-year-old little girl. Well, the other 12 little girl was getting the best of her daughter, so the mama dropped in and slapped the other little girl. Now she locked up. It could be a serious of a heart attack. She is possibly facing a 6-year sentence behind this bull.
Are you serious?
If it was your son out there squabbing, okay? PB, what was the question you asked me? You said, would I make my kids fight or would I fight?
Oh, I was saying, like, if your child was getting jumped on, would you jump in?
Okay.
Like, what would you do? Like,
Now, if it's a fair fight, when you say jump in, if you're talking 2 or 3 people jumping on my son, of course I'm going to jump in to break it up. To break it up, of course, pull my son out of it. I'm not going to tangle with a bunch of kids, you know. But if it's a one-on-one, I mean, serious, I'm not going to tussle with no kids.
You ain't going to be wrestling
with no 12-year-olds. Nah, these 12-year-olds, you know, 12 is the new 20. Shit. I'm not going to deal with no 12. But what I'm saying is, jumping in, no. If it's a one-on-one fight and my son's getting his butt tore up, then he's going to get his butt tore up. But, I mean, if it's a situation where my son's life's threatened and you know, there's 3-4 guys jumping, of course I'm going to jump in to break that up. You know,
right.
Either I'm going to break it up or we're going to go down together. But, no, that parent's totally wrong. That parent's totally
okay.
wrong. Now, looking at 6 years in prison, I think that's a little extreme. I think
yeah,
that's a little
yeah.
extreme. I mean, I can see five
years probation.
Well, they
said that the little girl was battered severely. So
her daughter.
No, the other one, the one that she slapped.
So her daughter beat the other girl up pretty bad.
Nuh-uh. What happened was the other girl was beating up
her daughter,
and she jumped
okay.
in.
Okay.
And she hurt her real bad, so she must have slapped the mess off that girl. You feel me? Slapped the air out of her, whatever, the taste. Out of my
okay. Yeah, I got you. The mother beat up the other daughter. The mother beat up
right.
the other daughter pretty bad. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
She
I got
out like
you.
Brown
yeah.
Got
out
of there got to go and pray.
That's pretty bad.
That's
pretty bad.
That's what you call a hood mama, okay? Them hood mamas get out there on the bus. There was another one, and we going to wrap it up, y'all. I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube. Look it up. It's under school bus fighting. Okay, and in fact, it was in your town, Sal. Everything happened in Atlanta. It was in Atlanta. And the mama took the girl on the the mama took the girl on the bus and made her get back on there and fight. Now, don't get me wrong, and you can disagree or agree. Let me know your thoughts on this,
okay,
y'all?
Okay.
If your
okay.
child got their behind whooped, you don't want them to be scary. You feel me? I'm going to send mine back out there. You feel me? I'm going to be like, look, you better get out there and handle your business. You feel me?
Wrong answer.
I'm telling you, I don't want my son to be scared. If somebody's picking on him, I want
sugar.
Him to fight in self-defense.
Not
saying that I'm going to get out there and I'm a bull. I'm a, you know.
Kids is packing heat nowadays. You better tell your son, come on home, you just got your ass here. You win some, you lose some.
Hey, PB.
Would you want your son to be a punk?
Man,
be
look,
like,
I'm
about to be running from kids.
Man, look, I got to agree with PB on that. Son, bring your ass home. Let me go ahead and bandage you up. Hey, listen to you. Hey, Brown. PB, the saying used to be live to fight another day. The hell with that is live to see another day now.
They is shooting that day. They shooting for real. Nah, you just lost that one. You come on.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a loss.
Got a
fresh
box of Band-Aids waiting on you.
But you're right. I guess that's the old school me, because when we grew up, you know what I'm saying, we was just pretty much out there squabbling. There wasn't no guns and knives and blades in school. Now girls are putting blades under their tongues and boys is bringing pocket knives to school. It's crazy.
Pocket knives, they'll bring guns. What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you, that's impressive to me. It's bad, but I hate to say impressive, but holding a blade under your tongue and getting ready to fight, and all
crazy.
Of a sudden just spit a blade out of
your
tongue.
And they slice up the girl's face so they'd be jealous
Man. It's crazy. Well, hopefully we will have the beginning of change on Tuesday, huh? Everybody registered
okay.
to vote or already voted? Everybody
We're
voted?
Praying. Not yet. I'm going to vote on Election Day because I don't want to. I'm like this. I was going to do it early, but I was like, no, I don't want to let them know where we stand. I want to surprise they behind and just blow it out the water on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I'm hoping everybody,
oh, yeah.
I hope a lot of us kind of wait. But,
yeah.
you know.
It'll be a historical day. I really think we got this. I think we got it, and, you know, hopefully everything will be fine. You know, it won't be any chaos and white folks ride.
You got to tell PB what your neighbor said about leaving on election day, and then we got to call it a wrap. But that was crazy.
Yeah, I was downstairs at my neighbor's house, and some nice white older people that stay below me, a couple. They're married, and we were sitting down talking one night, and just, we chat every now and then. They just asked me, they said, Harold, who are you going to vote for? And, I kind of looked at them like, are you serious? Like, you know who I'm voting for. So they get into this big spiel. Yeah, okay, well, Crystal, my wife, she wants to vote for Obama. She just doesn't support some of the policies of Barack, taking money from the rich. He said, I'm a Republican, but I don't support everything McCain stands for. I don't think he's the best candidate. I'm voting for Obama. I just think Obama's the lesser of two evils in this case. I'm like, okay, that's your opinion. So then they sit back and that's your two evils. So they sit back and they both look at me and they said, now, Harold, let me ask you something. Where are you going to be the night of the results, the polls coming in? So I'll probably be upstairs, watch. He said, well, do you think it's wrong if we're not here? And I'm like, looking at him like, what do you mean, not
what
here?
What do you mean, dog? Yeah.
I'm like, what are you saying? And he's like, well, we just feel, if Obama doesn't win, it's just going to be crazy, people are going to riot.
That's a scary guy, right?
And then he goes, if Obama wins, I think these rednecks, these rebel flag-toting rednecks, they're going to cause trouble. I just think we're fucked either way. We're thinking about going to the North Georgia mountains and just hanging out. Are we wrong for that? And I'm like, dude, are you serious? I'm like, let me tell you something. If Obama loses, and he loses graciously and fairly, my people have been through worse. We'll get up, brush ourselves off, and get ready for 2012. I'm like, we good if we lose this. I said, now, do you know when you really need to go to those Georgia mountains? I said, let them win, and y'all try to take them out. Head for the hills, buddy. I said, that's when you probably.
That's crazy. Is that scary or what?
So, what's funny about that story? It's indicative, really, of what a lot of whites, I think, are thinking, that we're going to go crazy if you lose. We're going to tear shit up. No, our people have been oppressed for years. We've seen a lot worse. It'll hurt. It'll sting. Yeah, we'll cry injustice a little bit. But if this man loses fairly, he loses fairly. We're not going to tear our own cities up and do this crazy Rodney King shit. We ain't doing that. We
don't know what I was about to say. It might be Rodney King all over again.
But the funny thing about it, TV, the reason why I don't think it'll be that, hell, we ain't got too much to tear up. Hell, we already bad enough shape as it is.
Connor already banging.
nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So what are we going to tear up?
Goodness. That was funny.
I just don't know what to say because I honestly would be shocked if Obama don't win because according to all the polls and everything, it's no way John McCain can come back. But, we got a lot of, it's a lot of white people out there that still kind of skeptical about voting for Obama because he's black. I wouldn't be surprised.
They don't want to get us in office, you feel me? There's a lot of white people thinking like me. I'm not voting until the 4th. They'll never know.
Last polls I checked, Obama stole four polls, four counties or whatever, from the Bush administration that they won in 2004, and he's gotten two more from McCain that he originally had. So, he's like plus six now, six major states. So that's big. And McCain campaign has already said if they can't get Florida, it's bad, and I think he's leading in Florida. So,
Well, hopefully next week we'll be celebrating Barack Obama being the first black president.
That's it.
We'll see, y'all. Either we're going to be laughing or crying, right?
I don't know. I ain't even going to cry because he ain't all the way black. You got to give me an all the way black one. I might shed a tear then. I'll be semi upset,
PD, who do you want to run? Wesley Snipes? Who you want to run? Damn, I want to see.
Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman?
She ain't talking
about it. Jesse Jackson.
Hey, bro, PB won't be satisfied till he gets James in there for Good Times or somebody like that.
He want a Hershey Kiss
chocolate president. No. That's what I'm saying. No, I ain't saying he's black enough. I'm just saying, you know, his mother is white. His mother was white, and his daddy was black. That's what I'm saying, you know. So he kind of mixed, you know.
Yeah, like,
he ain't all the way black. Exactly, you know. You cry from one eye.
Now, I'm both of them. This is as close as we're going to get.
That's as close as we're going to get to black. Because, you know what? The white folks started thinking like us. Well, his mother was white. We can draw for him. He ain't all
y'all check out. Y'all check out what I put in the chat room. You're going to get a kick out of that.
I can't see the chat room. Read it, PB. Okay,
can
you read it?
I got in there, James from Good Times, 2012.
y'all racist. Sugar, you racist. I'm not playing with this.
Yeah.
He
going to put it on us.
Y'all racist.
All right, y'all. For all the PB fans, the boy is back. Y'all got to keep it locked. Next Tuesday, we're going to be celebrating our praying for Barack Obama to have won the election. If you haven't voted, y'all better get out there and do y'all thing, because November 4th, that's the day to do it. So certainly, y'all, we're going to be back. Same place, same time next week. We kind of went a little over tonight with the celebrity gossip and so forth. I don't have anything else. So, I mean, just sound, if you want to promote your show, what days you have it on and the link.
Okay, next week, Monday, Wednesday, got a couple of interesting shows. Monday, I'm going to be doing just basically a celebration of the Obama-Biden ticket. In campaign, march to the White House, win, lose, or if they take it from us. And that's exactly how I got it listed on my page.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to celebrate that Wednesday, a real interesting show. This is going to be a stretch for me. I got a hot, underground, unsigned punk rock band that's coming on. They're right out of here in Atlanta, and I mean, this group is amazing. It's amazing. Uh-huh. They got some real good music. Puts in the mind of a R.E.M., or you know, something like that, but it's gonna be a
you like rock music now.
Actually, I know nothing about it, but I think it's a challenge and it's an interview. I'm looking forward to just trying to, you know.
Oh, okay, all right.
Spread it out a little bit, you know. So I'm gonna be doing that on Wednesday. Real hot group, and it sort of just fell in my lap. They've been on the circuit for about 3 years. They got about 3 CDs underground under their belt, but truly, truly
okay.
Talented group. Truly talented
That's
group.
What's up.
When you hear some of the music that I play on Wednesday, you're going to say to yourself, man, this is something I feel like I could hear on the radio every day. They're that talented. So that's going to be coming Monday and Wednesday.
All right. Monday and Wednesday, you change the show. And it's 9 o'clock Eastern time.
9 o'clock Eastern.
All right. Well, your show goes for an extra 30. Go ahead, PB.
I was just going to say, y'all make sure y'all come back next week. Because if y'all really want to see me act a damn fool, let Obama don't win.
For real. Oh, now, next
I'm taking over Blog Talk.
It's going to be crazy. Next week, like I said, on Tuesday, we're doing the election show. And then on that Thursday, we're going to do, I think it's do names have meanings, okay? I was always told it's not what you call, but what you answer to. So y'all got to check that out as we talk about do names have meanings on Thursday. And certainly y'all know y'all can check us out on our MySpace page at www.brownsugarinvegas. /MySpace. Lord, I done forgot it. Y'all know MySpace is talking Brown Sugar in Vegas, Lord. Google me. Okay, let me check out PB and PB Creations. That's creationswithaz.com. Sound Off is in the building. He's doing his thing Mondays and Wednesdays. Y'all definitely keep it locked. Any questions or suggestions about the show, you can hit us up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. So it's a wrap, y'all, for tonight. Thank you for joining us, Sound. Thank you, Hellraiser. We lost you, but you did call in and support the show. And PB, we like you back.
You got real talk, real winner in your chat room too. She came out and supported
you. There your girl, PB. There your girl. Oh man, she just got in. Real talk, you got to call in for 2 seconds. Hurry. Thank you. She won't hear it, will she?
Yeah, yeah, she's been chatting up. I think she's going to call in. Before she called in, bro, I got to tell PB one more quick story about you before she calls in. PB, you know you were absent. You know you were absent the other night we did the show, right? Brown was on location. And I tell you, me, Real Talk, and Hellraise were like on her payroll. She would fade in and out the show in 5 minutes. Y'all still on. Keep it rolling. Keep talking. We're like, yes, ma'am.
Cheerleading event, right? So I'm trying to be at the parents' meeting, and I'm trying to talk all quiet and stuff, and then I run back in the meeting, and I run back outside, and it was funny because the show was so good. I'm telling you, people, you got to listen to it. The show was so good, we had to extend it like we did this one here. And so
Every time she would come back in, we'd be like, yes, boss, we got it.
Rub my head, boss.
Look, Sugar had you slave, and I already
know. I'll show you. I was like, rub my head, boss. We got it.
You know? I'll be saying, you my eyes, PB, huh? You my eyes, fam. I can't see you. How many minutes we got left?
Because
I can't see.
PB, you're back, and she doesn't know about how many minutes she got, and I'm still working for her. I'm like, eight, you got eight.
Ridiculous.
Real talk, call in, is she on the line?
Oh, man, I enjoyed that. She says she's fine. She's trying to call in now.
You don't see
PB? Oh, man, that was funny.
He talking about, here you go. I ain't got no fans. I said, yes, you do.
Man,
she was looking for you.
Yeah, look,
man,
you are crazy.
It was two or three women looking for you, I swear. Where PB at? When they found out Sal was on the phone, they was like, oh. Where PB
No. See, I'm trying to tell you, I don't have fans. I have friends. You know, I have friends.
Oh,
there you go.
Man, you have
you
fans.
Don't address
you
them as fans.
You have groupies.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? I'm not saying that. That sound the sugar.
Look at that.
I'm not going to co-sign that one.
That's why she came in looking for you. She said, what?
Had me getting hate mail.
I hope she calls me.
Sugar, I know you ain't talking, sugar.
We trying to wait. Oh, me? What I
do? I know you ain't talking.
What?
I know you ain't. You had, the way you had these folks calling me and going crazy.
My horny brother calling in talking about, I want to
see
you. You ain't hitting nothing.
The difference is PB has fans. Braun has stalkers. Stalkers that just got out of jail.
For real. They call in, is PB here? You know, they call in for me. Sugar, you look so good. I just want to pop you up like a biscuit. I ain't no fan.
They call in, PB, we love you. And they call Brown. He's like, what you got on?
For real. I'm like, man, can we stay on topic? Oh, real talk, we trying to wait for you. And I know you want to talk to your PB.
It doesn't look like she's going to get up, but don't worry about it because she's going to be here next week. We're going to talk to her next week.
All right, we'll talk, definitely, be on time. We're starting at 7 p.m. Pacific, which is, I think, 10 o'clock her time. I think she's East Coast.
Okay.
So, definitely, y'all, well, we waited for you, sweetie. We're going to go ahead and call the wrap for the night, but definitely Tuesday we'll be celebrating. Y'all bring the bells and the whistles out because it's on. We're going to pray. We're celebrating Obama doing his thing. And then, like I said, Thursday is do names have meaning. So.
Okay. Okay.
All right, well, Sound, thanks for calling the MPB. We glad you back, man. We missed you.
All right, y'all, next week.
That's what it is. Thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
All right.